Okay, here we go. Shavuos Tav Shem Pei Aleph with the Rachmas Shivka Rebbe Shlita of Bar Park Alun Shabi the Nishmas for Chaparas Moshe Nachman Daniel Ben Tzvi Aryeh and Besois Tovas for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael Ezra Shemisparach Shoshes Amei Agbala Part 1. The Rebbe tells us at the end of the day, the Pasuk says in Parshas Yisro, Kidashim Hayom Machar VeYinichonim Liyom Ashlishi. You have to prepare yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, go prepare yourselves. We know Chazal tells, Rashi brings it down, they had to prepare, they had to separate from their wives, they had to be able to make sure that they're Kadosh and make sure that they're pure. Says the Rebbe, the Svarim HaKadoshim tells that Sivui Miyad Uledoiros, this was a commandment, not just a Pasuk, go prepare yourselves. It was a commandment for Klal Yisrael forever and ever. Lenitzchi, who davar nitzchi, we know at Sof Kol Doros, be able to make sure to prepare ourselves in the correct way. That's not just something that happened in Matan Torah, that happens in every generation, in every year, to prepare. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a command, shows the command, but 3 days of preparation. Does not, we don't have that by Pesach, we don't have that by Sukkot, by Shavuos. You gotta prepare yourself. And the Kasha is how, the Kasha is how. The Rebbe writes, from the Orach Chaim HaKadosh tells us, Moshe Alo Elo Akim Ayikra Elav Hashem Minahar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe went up to the mountain, in Shemos Yutes Gimel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to him. And the Orach Chaim HaKadosh tells us from the Zohar, at the end of the day, what do we see here? We see that Moshe went up to the mountain, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to him. We have to do our part, and then the Rabbeinu Shem does his. Al Kain called Moshe Ba'ala Elokim Lasos Bekach Hasuz De La Tata Vadizeni Sozer Hasuz De La Ela Ve'ikra Elav Mi Hashem Min Ahar. Once Moshe went up to the mountain, once Moshe made his step towards the mountain, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to him. And that's our avoda, says the Rebbe. Our avoda is to prepare ourselves. Each and every one of us know ourselves, what we have to work on. Whether it be learning, whether it be davening, whether it be in midos. At the end of the day, we have to prepare ourselves in a subjective way. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain, we have to go up to our own mountain. And we have to be able to feel the Kedusha of Shavuos. We have to make sure that these are the 3 days to this is the fourth quarter, 2 minute warning, no timeouts. And this is the avoda. He says an incredible, another Orach Chaim HaKadosh tells us, Bayom HaZeh Ba'o Midbar Sinai. So the Pasuk says, on this day they came to Sinai, but right, and then Ma'isu Mirafidim. And then it tells us that, they, by the way, they left Rafidim. You just told me, they came to Sinai, by the way, they left Rafidim. Usually when the Pasuk tells us something, they came to our Sinai, they should have said they left Rafidim. Why are you telling me they came to our Sinai, and then, they came from Rafidim? It seems a little out of order. You come from somewhere, and then you came somewhere. He came to our Sinai. By the way, they left for freedom. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, the Torah itself was so excited that Klal Yisrael finally got to Mount Torah. The whole point of the world was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. The Torah itself goes out of order. Masa Yovo Yom Kabbalah Torah, the Hishtokius of the Torah itself, were so excited. And the Maisa, the Torah goes out of order to show this Gagaguim. The Hishtokius of the Torah finally is coming to Klal Yisrael. Therefore, Rav Waxman loves this Orach Chaim HaKadosh. The Torah goes out of order to say they came to our Sinai. By the way, they left for freedom to show the tremendous hishtokus, the tremendous hisoirus, and the desire of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah to come to finally be the Klal Yisrael. Says it's our job, liskadish litor lisor liyir shemayim. It's our job to bring the achana, make sure to bring our achana each and every single one of us. And lahamim be'amuda shleima. That at the end of the day, that our achana counts. And the more we yearn, the more we have that feeling, and the more we have that davening, that sincere desire for Shavuos, specifically in these 3 days of Shoshe Me'agbala, we understand the more we prepare, the more we're going to gain. And that's the whole vort, says the Rebbe, Shoshe Me'agbala. This will be part one for Shoshe Me'agbala. The more we prepare, the inyan of preparing is its sivui. It's a nitzchit sivui. It's a commandment for the Rebbe Moshe telling us to prepare, 3 days to prepare. That just like Moshe says, Orach Chaim HaKadosh, just like he went up to the mountain, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to him, so to each and every one else, we have to go up to our mountain, whether it be Davin or Lin or Midos, making sure to Davin for Eretz Yisrael, making sure we're having Eretz Yisrael Mamash in our mind, making sure we have the minds of the 45 families in our mind, that this will be the first Yontif that they're going to have without a loved one. We'll make sure we have them in mind. And then, Be'ez Hashem, to understand the Orach, there's a second Orach Chaim HaKadosh we quoted. Why is the Pasuk go out of order? They came to our Sinai, they left Rafidim, to show that the Torah itself was so excited that finally Klal Yisrael is going to come to the Torah. Each and every one's have to have that same Hishtokus when it comes to Mount the Torah, that finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael will be reunited with the ring of Torah, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach Shvizocha, to take the Kedusha of Shoshay Me'abala with the Rebbe's words, like Mashivka Rebbe's words, Be'ez Hashem, not only to learn them, but to live them as well, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach.